granny's admin. I believe that's our room.
I know it is, Lum. I believe you're right.
We'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, Storm.
This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down at Pine Ridge. Well, after being stranded in Little Rock, Arkansas, the unhappy and unsuccessful treasure hunters finally managed to scrape up enough money for the last leg of their homeward journey. As we look in on the bedraggled remnants of the once hopeful lost treasure expedition, we find Lum, Abner, and Cedric driving along the highway, heading for Pine Ridge.
Hey, Cedric, watch where you're driving there.
Nobody's
might not run
us
into the ditch.
Excuse me.
Sheriff, half to this. Now, you keep your mind on your driving.
Well, I'm trying to, Mr. Abner, but all I can think about is that poor old pinball machine of mine.
Cedric, we hunt. We told you not to bring that up no more now.
Well, I just can't help thinking about that poor old pinball machine sitting back there in Little Rock all by itself.
Oh, my. Cedric, we told you 1,000 or 100 times that you might be able to get that back someday. We didn't actually sell it to that feller. We just sort of left it there for a while at that pawn shop.
Yeah, and we give you the pawn shop ticket, too. You still got it, ain't you?
Yes, Mama. I'm wearing it right next to my heart.
Oh.
That's right where I'm going to keep it the rest of my life.
Well, if you ever get $7 together, why, you can send that ticket to Little Rock and get the machine back again, Cedric.
Things will never be the same, though, leaving it behind in Little Rock that way. I don't know where I'll ever be able to look it in the face again or not.
Oh, my goodness, Cedric, we hunt six calls.
Look, Cedric, leave us face the facts. We had to raise the money somehow to get home. And that marble machine of yours was the only thing that that pawn breaker would loan us any money on.
Yeah, we had to get home, Cedric. We couldn't just sit there in Little Rock and starvation ourselves to death there.
No, Mom, but if you'd have just told me what you're aiming to do, if you'd have just let me went with you to the pawn shop.
Well, we know that you'd never in the world part with that machine, so we just had to do it that way.
Yes, Mom. But if I could have just talked to that pawn breaker myself and told him to take good care of it, to be good to it.
Be good to it? Well, me, Cedric, you talk like that was a human being instead of just a batch of wood and tin and glass and stuff.
Oh, it was just like a brother to me, Martin.
Oh, my brother. Pinball machine for a brother. Cedric.
All alone in a big city.
On, Cedric.
No friends or nothing. No telling who'll be putting nickels in it. Bound you somebody'll even put slugs in it.
No, Cedric, I wish you'd stop talking about it. That's all we've heard ever since we left Little Rock. You talking about that pinball machine.
I bet it says tilt right now.
Oh, for the land's sake, son.
Yeah, try to get your mind off of that and put it on some other subject.
Yeah, Cedric. I tell you, read the signs along the road. They're awful interesting. I just love to read them myself. Special them kind of sort of broke up into a whole row of signs, you know.
Yeah, there's one of them starting on that row of fence posts.
Huh?
See them?
Yeah, that's the kind. Don't hide inside.
Yeah, there's the next one.
A dark old cave.
Because you're a whiskers.
Won't behave.
Come on outside.
And be the rave.
Of all the girls.
Both wax and waves.
Just rub on your face.
Ajax high grade saddle soap.
Huh?
Oh, that don't rhyme very good, you know.
Oh, I think that last one was a different kind of a sign, Abner. Must have missed one of them other signs.
Oh, must have. Ain't this Mom, Cedric?
Mom?
I know we're getting closer to home. There's a sign there about the hotel in at the county seat.
Yeah, 9 miles to Antlers Hotel.
Low rate, 20 rooms, 20. Does that mean they got 40 rooms in that hotel alone?
No, I don't think so.
Well, 20 and 20 is 40, ain't it?
Yeah, but I've saw that hotel, and I know good and well there ain't no 40 rooms in it.
No.
That 20 rooms, 20, is just a fancy way they got to advertise in the hotel, I think.
Can't just kind of make folks think they got 40 rooms, huh?
Well, sort of. Just like that show we seen advertised back there in Hot Springs. You know where they had pictures of all them girls out in front of the show house?
Yeah, I recollect that.
They had a sign there that said, 50 girls, 50.
50? Doggies, them girls never look that old. They sure hold age well, don't they?
We didn't talk about their age.
Huh?
There's 50 girls in the show, and then they put another 50 on there in case you never read the first one, I reckon.
Poor old pinball machine.
Now, Cedric, we told you to forget that. Read the sign.
Go on, I'll try.
Yeah, now, there's one up ahead. See it, yonder? What'd that say, Cedric? Too far away for me to read it yet.
Oh. Cherry Hill Funeral Parlor. When you suffer the loss of a dear one, don't it. That must mean me.
Huh?
I'm suffering the loss of a dear old pinball machine.
Oh, land sakes alive.
Poor little maiden.
Little maiden? Is that what you said?
Yes, ma'am. That was its name. It was printed right on the machine there. Last name was O'Howe.
O'Howe?
Yes, ma'am. What it said on there. Maiden O'Howe. Poor old lonesome thing. Don't know a soul there in Little Rock, neither.
Well, of course it don't know a soul nowhere else, neither, Cedric. Pinball machines ain't human. They don't know folks.
Well, that knowed me, I believe.
Knowed you? Oh, piddle.
That's
silly, Cedric. Why, of course.
Plum silly.
It knows you.
Well, it does, I think. Leastways, every time I walk up to it, it just seems like it leans towards me, sort of. Rubs up against me.
Well, that's
for my old cap.
Yeah, well, you're always tilting all the time. That's the reason for that.
When I put a nickel in it and start shooting them balls around, why, the whole thing just seems to light up.
Well, natural. That's what it's supposed to do. That's the way them things works.
Poor old lonesome machine. Well, and you hit misses me something wonderful.
Now, Doggy Cedric, to hear you talk, why, body'd expect that machine to sneak out of a pawn shop and follow us down the road.
I bet it would, too, if it could.
Huh?
I know I'm just going to pine away without it.
Pine away? Now, that outcasts anything you said yesterday.
Yeah, pull yourself together, Cedric. All of us feel bad enough about going back to Pine Ridge empty-handed without no buried treasure. Don't make it no worse for us by all this moaning and groaning over a marble gadget.
Yes, Henry.
Marble gadget, he says.
Well, that's what it is, Henry. I tell you, it ain't going to be easy to face the folks at home, Cedric, being the laughing stocks of the whole town.
Cedric, watch out.
Oh, my.
Back on the right side of the road there, for goodness sake.
Cedric, you ain't paying no more attention to your driving than nothing.
Well, how can I think about driving at a time like this? What you saying?
You just got to forget that old thing, Cedric, and get your mind on something else before you get yourself a nervous breakdown.
I believe I'm getting one already.
No, you ain't neither. Now, think of some other stuff for a change. Think of something happening.
Yeah, think about getting home. We ain't so very far from Pine Ridge now. Yeah, think about seeing all the old familiar places again.
Yeah, all your old friends, Barrel Edge Crockett and Whitey Ebers and Gid Kamali and Gomer Bay.
Pine Ridge will never be the same again.
Oh, my goodness.
You'll all just sit around and pine away. I don't believe I'll last out a week myself.
Now, that's the silliest thing I ever heard, Cedric. Nobody ever died from a pinball machine. I don't think.
No, I'm going to, though. Here's what I want you to put on my tombstone. Put on that, say, here lies Cedric Lee Hunt, died of a broke heart.
For the land's sake, sir.
And I want you to bury that pawn shop ticket with me.
Don't be, Cedric. Now, if you don't stop this, you'll have us thinking something like that actually is going to happen to you.
Well, it is going to.
Oh, Lord.
Now, listen, Cedric. I've stood all this I can. You've been going on like this ever since we hit the road early this morning. I'm sick and tired of it.
Sick and tired of it, too. You ain't going to die no broke heart no more than I am. So just get that idea right out of your head right here now.
The truth, though, I'm beginning to feel the effects of it already.
Oh,
well, I am. For about the last 20 miles now, I've been feeling a sort of a hard pain around my heart. It's like something was stabbing me.
That's just your imagination, Sandy.
Why, sure. You got yourself to where you believe anything you say. Now, pull yourself together and stop acting like a half-throated idiot.
Why, sure.
I tell you, this is... Oh, there it is again. That's the worst I've felt yet.
Such imagination in all my days, Cedric. Now, wait a minute. What are you stopping the car for?
I just can't go on no further.
Huh?
I'm all dead for, fellas. The end has came.
Now, listen here, Cedric. We hunt you start up this car and get on the home.
There it is again. They're getting worse now. You better just lay me down in the back seat and cover me up with a lap rope. Oh, I can't stand that much longer.
I don't miss now. Listen here, Cedric.
Wait a minute, Abner. He does look sort of pale. Maybe he ain't just imagining this.
Huh?
Yeah, things like this do happen, you know. Cedric, exactly whereabouts do you feel the pain?
Right here, Mr. Lum, right over my heart. Oh, there it is again. It hurts just to touch it.
Oh, my goodness, why, poor...
Would you get back to Pine Ridge and you fellows write a letter for me?
Why, sure, anything at all.
Write it to Little Rock and say...
Now, wait a minute, Cedric. Now, we'd love to do that the worst way, but a pinball machine can't read no letter.
Yeah, no, wait a minute. We better humor him. Sure, we'll write the letter, Cedric.
Well, I reckon it'd work out all right at that. Of course, even though the machine can't read, why, somebody else could read the letter to it. No, they couldn't do that.
What do you want us to say in this letter to the pinball machine, Cedric?
Well, I meant just write it to that fella in the pawn shop.
Oh.
Tell him to be kind to the machine and tell him I passed on to my reward with its name on my lips. Made in Ohio.
Doggy, this is sad.
And tell him, oh, it's getting worse. I can't go on.
Oh, my.
Abner, better loosen up his shirt there. Get him some air.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Be careful with him, though.
Yeah, I will. I will.
Oh, watch out there, Mr. Abner. Say, I wish you'd give my bird whistle to Barrel Legs Crockett and give my jackknife.
Well,
and...
I'll be dead, blame Cedric. Here, sit up straight here.
I can't, Mr. Abner, I'm dying.
No, you ain't. You're just being stuck by a safety pin.
Safety pin?
Yeah, the one you used to pin that dead gum pawn shop to get your undershirt. Now, sit up and drive us home.